The Arizona legislature is debating today whether to expand Medicaid for about 300,000 people. The expansion is a requirement to get federal funding under the Affordable Care Act. The surprise is who has been leading the effort, Republican Governor Jan Brewer. She's one of President Obama's staunchest critics, even going to court to fight him on immigration and health care. But this time, she has confounded conservatives in her own party, as NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Google the words Brewer and Obama. You'll get a now-famous image of Arizona Republican Governor Jan Brewer wagging her finger at President Barack Obama on the tarmac last year when she met him in Phoenix. So imagine the shock when she used that very image to tell the Republican-controlled Arizona legislature that they couldn't ignore the problem of uninsured poor people.
Nor can we simply wag our finger at the federal government. Trust me, I tried that once.
That was in January. Since then, she's been joining healthcare providers and business leaders for regular rallies on the Capitol grounds in Phoenix to support Medicaid expansion.
I am so honored these last 4 months to stand shoulder to shoulder with each and every one of you as we fight for Arizona's families.
Brewer says it's the right thing to do, and it makes financial sense. Arizona Tea Party conservatives are viscerally opposed to the Affordable Care Act in any form. Some call the governor a traitor. First-term Republican Representative David Livingston isn't quite that harsh.
We're frustrated, I think would be the best word. It just could bankrupt the country.
Democrats, like Representative Bruce Wheeler, are delighted.
As you well know, there are very few things we Democrats agree with the governor on, but we certainly do on this. We're her strongest supporters and boosters on expanding Medicaid.
Which brings us to the middle, a rare position in the Arizona legislature for the last decade. But after redistricting, Republicans lost their supermajority in both houses last November. Enough Democrats and moderate Republicans were elected to form a coalition which is working with Brewer. Representative Bob Robson is one of those Republicans.
I don't like Obamacare. Never have. I don't like the concept. I think, it was pushed on the American people. But at the same time, that's not the issue that's before me.
The issue, says Robson, is money. Arizona gets $1.6 billion in federal aid to cover Medicaid patients if it expands enrollment. If it doesn't, the state has to come up with the money to treat existing patients.
And right now, on balance, I mean, the governor's dead on, spot on right with respect to the dollar amounts that this would affect.
What's remarkable is that Governor Brewer and the coalition of Democrats and moderate Republicans managed to maneuver around the legislature's conservative leadership, which opposes Medicaid expansion. But Tea Party conservatives like Representative David Livingston say those moderates will pay down the road.
Because we are preparing for the 2014 election. That is the big war. This is a battle in that war.
Conservative ideologues vow to defeat the moderates through primary challenges next year. As for Governor Jan Brewer, this is her last term. Now that she's shown her strength, political threats don't mean much anymore. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.